Welcome to Zikud Daf Sin Mani Mamre Vayavram Goldar Antir Masechet Sanhedrin Daf Nun Tes, the seventh parak Arba Misos. The Zikud Masechet Sanhedrin program has been dedicated to Zikud Nishmas Rav Moshe Ben Yamin Ben Rav Menachem and his son Rav Menachem Avram Ben Rav Moshe Ben Yamin. May their neshamas have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rabbi Yochanan said, Ove kochavim she'osuk b'Torah chayv misa, an idolater who engages in Torah study is liable to death, because the Pasuk says, Torah tziva lanu Moshe Marasha, Moshe commanded us the Torah, it is an inheritance, implying, lanu Marasha v'lo lahem. For us, it's an inheritance, but not for them, meaning the idolaters. This is not counted in the mitzvahs b'nei noach, because if Marasha means a literal inheritance, then an idolater who learns Torah is stealing. If it's interpreted as Morasa, betrothed of Israel, it's included in Goyarias. Riochan is challenged from Rimer, who darshan the Pasuk, Asher Yaso Asam Ha'adam V'chaybehem, that a man should keep them and live by them. It doesn't say Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim, but Ha'adam, the man teaching, Sha'afil Ove Kochavim Osuk Torah, Hayru Kohen Gadol, that even idolater who involves himself in learning Torah is like a Kohen Gadol. The Gemara answers that Rav Meir refers to learning the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, which applied to him. Point number two, Rav Yossi bar Rav Chanina said, Kol mitzvah shenemra l'v'nei Noach v'nishneis b'Sinai, any mitzvah which was told to B'nei Noach and repeated at Sinai, l'zeh nemra, it was told to both groups to observe. The Gemara below asks that since B'nei Yisrael were already B'nei Noach, the repetition was presumably to absolve B'nei Noach of the mitzvah. It answers that since the prohibition of Avodah Zarah was repeated at Sinai, and B'nei Noach were punished for it even afterwards, it proves the repetition did not absolve B'nei Noach. Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Chanina continued, to B'nei Noach, v'lo nishneis b'Sinai, any mitzvah which was only said to B'nei Noach, and not repeated at Sinai, Yisrael nemar v'lo B'nei Noach, was told only to Yisrael to observe, and not to B'nei Noach. The only example of this principle is Gid Hanasha. According to Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that this mitzvah was given to Yaakov's sons, the Rabban hold it was given at Sinai. The Gemara asks, on the contrary, since it was not repeated to Israel at Sinai, we should assume it was only given to B'nai Noach and not to Israel. It answers, Lekem Yidam de Yisrael Shari, Lovet Kochabim Aser. There's nothing that's permitted for Israel and forbidden to an idolater. And point number three, Rav said, Adam Rishon lohutar lo basar le'achila. Meat was not permitted to Adam Rishon to eat, because Adam was told that all vegetation was for you for food and for every beast of the earth, implying the animals themselves were not his food. The Gemara asks that Adam was given dominion over fish and birds, presumably for eating, but answers that they were given to him for work. And the Gemara demonstrates that these creatures are capable of work. The Gemara asks that he was told to rule over every living thing that creeps, presumably for eating, since they don't perform work. It answers that this means a nachash, which Adam was given for work. As Rabbi Shimon Manasseh said, Chaval al Shamash Gadlo Sha'avim min Olam. Woe that a great servant was lost from the world. Had the nachash not been cursed, every Israel would have had two good serpents, who would fetch him precious stones from afar and bring soil for his garden. The Gemara asks that Rabbi Yehuda ben Tamar related that Adam Rishon would recline in Gan Eden, and Malachi Asharis would roast meat and strain wine for him. It answers that this meat descended from Shemaim and was not from a living animal. So once again, the three points are number one. Rabbi Yochanan said, Ove kochavim she'osuk b'Torah chayv misa, an idolater who engages in Torah study is liable to death, because the Pasuk says, Torah tziva lanu Moshe Marasha, Moshe commanded us the Torah, it is an inheritance, implying, lanu Marasha v'lo lahem. For us, it's an inheritance, but not for them, referring to the idolaters. This is not counted in the mitzvahs b'nei noach, because if Marasha means a literal inheritance, then an idolater who learns Torah is stealing. If it's interpreted as Morasa, betrothed of Israel, it's included in Gilearias. Riochan is challenged from Rimer, who darshan the Pasuk, Asher Yaso Asam Ha'adam V'chaybehem, that a man should keep them and live by them. It doesn't say Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim, but Ha'adam, the man teaching, Sha'afil Ove Kochavim Osuk Torah, Hayru Kohen Gadol, that even idolater who involves himself in learning Torah is like a Kohen Gadol. The Gemara answers that Rav Meir refers to learning the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, which applied to him. Point number two, Rav Yossi bar Rav Chanina said, Kol mitzvah shenemra l'v'nei Noach v'nishneis b'Sinai, any mitzvah which was told to B'nei Noach and repeated at Sinai, l'zeh nemra, it was told to both groups to observe. The Gemara below asks that since B'nei Yisrael were already B'nei Noach, the repetition was presumably to absolve B'nei Noach of the mitzvah. It answers that since the prohibition of Avodah Zarah was repeated at Sinai, and B'nei Noach were punished for it even afterwards, it proves the repetition did not absolve B'nei Noach. Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Chanina continued, B'nei Noach, v'lo nishneis b'Sinai, any mitzvah which was only said to B'nei Noach, and not repeated at Sinai, Yisrael nemar v'lo B'nei Noach, was told only to Yisrael to observe, and not to B'nei Noach. The only example of this principle is Gid HaNasha, according to Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that this mitzvah was given to Yaakov's sons, the Rabban holder was given at Sinai. The Gemara asks, on the contrary, since it was not repeated to Israel at Sinai, we should assume it was only given to Bnei Noach and not to Israel. It answers, Leik midam de Yisrael shari lovet kochabim aser. There's nothing that's permitted for Israel and forbidden to an idolater. And point number three, Rav said, Adam Rishon lohutu lo basu l'achila. Meat was not permitted to Adam Rishon to eat because Adam was told that all vegetation was for you for food and for every beast of the earth, implying the animals themselves were not his food. The Gemara asks that Adam was given dominion over fish and birds, presumably for eating, but answers that they were given to him for work. And the Gemara demonstrates that these creatures are capable of work. The Gemara asks that he was told to rule over every living thing that creeps, presumably for eating, since they don't perform work. It answers that this means a nachash, which Adam was given for work. As Rabbi Shimon Manasseh said, Chaval al shamash gadol sha'avim min ha'olam. Woe that a great servant was lost from the world. Had the nachash not been cursed, every Israel would have had two good serpents, who would fetch him precious stones from afar and bring soil for his garden. The Gemara asks that Rabbi Yehuda ben Tamar related that Adam Rishon would recline in Gan Eden, and Malachi Asharis would roast meat and strain wine for him. It answers that this meat descended from Shemaim and was not from a living animal. All right, so now we got our Siman Daf Nun test, and this Siman was suggested to us by Binyamin Michel from Boca Raton as well as by Eitan Gavran. They both suggested that Nun test is a knight in shining armor. So here goes. The knight in shining armor who was about to attack the idolater for studying Torah. When he defended himself, that he was just studying one of the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach that were given both before and at Har Sinai, drew his sword when a snake with legs and arms approached, carrying a tray of salad for a very large man. So once again, it's a motion. The knight in shining armor. Knight? That must be more duff. Nun tes. The knight in shining armor who is about to attack the idolater for studying Torah, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a machlok as whether a nachri who's osuk with Torah is chayv miso or is like the kohen gadol. So the knight in shining armor who is about to attack the idolater for studying Torah, when he defended himself that he was just studying one of the sheva mitzvahs bnei Noach that were given before. And at Har Sinai, which reminds us, Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Chanina said, "Kol mitzvah shenemar l'vnei Noach v'nishnei b'Sinai, any mitzvah which was told to Bnei Noach and repeated at Sinai, lezeh lezeh nemar, was told to both groups to observe." So the knight in shining armor who was about to attack the idolater for studying Torah, when he defended himself that he was just studying one of the sheva mitzvahs Bnei Noach that were given both before and at Har Sinai, drew a sword when a snake with legs and arms approached, carrying a tray of salad for a very large man, which reminds us, Rav said, Adam Rishon lohutu lo basu l'achila. Meat was not permitted to Adam Rishon to eat because Adam was told that all vegetation was for you for food and for every beast of the earth, implying the animals themselves were not his food. The Gemara said, Adam was given dominion over fish and birds, presumably for eating, but answers that they were given to him for work. Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh said, Chaval shamash gadol sha'avim min ha'olam. Woe that a great servant was lost from the world. Had the nachash not been cursed, every Israel would have had two good serpents who would fetch him precious stones from afar and bring soil for his garden. So once again, the knight in shining armor who was about to attack the idolater for studying Torah, when he defended himself that he was just studying one of the sheva mitzvahs bnei Noach that were given both before and at Har Sinai, drew his sword when a snake with legs and arms approached, carrying a tray of salad for a very large man. All right, so now it's time for our four blabach hazara. Daf Nun Hei. So the Siman Daf Nun Hei is a speed limit sign of 55. So here goes. It was a slow and very strange day on the highway with the speed limit signs of 55. Speed limit signs of 55? That must be more on Daf Nun Hei. It was a slow and very strange day on the highway with speed limit signs of 55 when a goy crossing over leading his tekala cow, which reminds us, Rav Sheshes was asked, Ovid kochavim haba'al habahema, if an idolater had relations with an animal, is the animal stoned? Tekala v'kalim be'in, do we require both the stumbling and the disgrace to stone the animal? And here there's only tekala, since such relations are also prohibited to an idolater, but no disgrace, since such activity is common to idolaters, so the animal would not be killed. Or tekala afal pisha in kalim, stumbling is sufficient to kill it, even though there is no disgrace. So it was a slow and very strange day on the highway with speed limit signs of 55, when a goy crossing over leading his tekala cow passed a shogeg Jew leading his Kalon cow, which reminds us, Rav Hamnuna asked about this case. Yisrael abal behema b'shogeg. If Yisrael mistakenly had relations with an animal, is the animal stoned? The kalva kalon be'in, do we require both the stumbling and the disgrace for it to be killed? And since here there is only disgrace of the act, but no tekala, since it was unintentional, the animal would not be killed. Or kalon afopisha ein tekala, is disgrace sufficient to stone the animal, even though there is no stumbling? So it was a slow and very strange day on the highway with speed limit signs of 55, when a goy crossing over leading his Takala cow, past a Shogeg Jew leading his Kalon cow, while a little girl sat and cried on the side of the road over the killing of her Takala, the Kalon cow, which reminds us the Gemara brings the case of a katana intentionally having relation with the behema and it being a case of Takala, the Kalon. Daf Nun Vav. So the Simmer Daf Nun Vav is a Shusher and Shul going, nu nu, nu nu. So here goes. The Shusher, Shusher, that must be learned off. Nun Vav, nu nu. The Shusher was sent out of basin when the one aide was about to repeat explicitly what he heard a Megadif actually said, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon Karcha says that the aiding from Megadif are examined using a substitute for Hashem's name. For example, if the Megadif said Yaki Yosi as Yosi, may Yosi strike Yosi, Yosi being a substitute for Hashem's name to avoid expressing the curse themselves. Since they cannot execute based on such testimony, if they vote to convict, everyone is sent out of the room, and the most important witness is told to explicitly say what he heard, whereupon the judges stand up and tear their clothing. The other witnesses say, Afa Nikamo, I also heard as he did, but do not repeat the blasphemy. So the Shushu was sent out of basin when the one aide was about to repeat explicitly what he heard a Megadif actually said. Got his chance to go, nu, nu, when he heard a Gentile about to curse with a kinui, which reminds us, a Braisa darshans the phrase ish, ish, any man who curses, l'rabos es ha'ovde kochavim, to include idolaters, shemuzarin al birchas Hashem ki Yisrael, that they are warned in blessing, so to speak, Hashem's name, like Yisrael. Since there's another source prohibiting an idolater in birchas Hashem, Rav Yitzchak Nafik explains that this drasha is l'rabos es ha'kinuim, to include subordinate names of Hashem, such as Elohim, in the prohibition, and falls Rabbi Meir's opinion that Yisrael is liable for all kinuim. So the Shushu was sent out of basin when the one aide was about to repeat explicitly what he heard a Megadif actually said, got his chance to go nu nu when he heard a Gentile about to curse with a kinui, who was standing in front of a huge number 7 that had the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach listed on him, which reminds us of Brisa states Sheva Mitzvahs Nistava B'nai Noach. The descendants of Noach were commanded in 7 mitzvahs. Number 1, Dinim, a court system for enforcing laws. Number 2, Birchas Hashem, blessing Hashem's name. Number 3, Avodah Zarah. Number 4, Gilui Arise. Number 5, Shvichus Dami, murder. Number 6, Gezel. And 7, Ever Minachai, eating a limb detached from a live animal. Tanaim adds several more prohibitions. Daf Nun Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Nun Zayin is a nose, and we use often a papa with a very long nose. So here goes. The Kusi who stole a keychain doll with a long nose. Doll with a long nose? That must be on Daf Nun Zayin, nose. The Kusi who stole a keychain doll with a long nose, worth less than a pruta, which reminds us, a Braisa defines a prohibition of theft for a ben Noach, stealing, robbery, or taking a married yafes toar, beken kiyotz behen, and anything similar to these types of theft are forbidden for a Kusi, whom this Braisa considers a Gentile, to do against another Kusi or against a Yisrael, and they're executed for doing so. But a Yisrael is permitted to do so against a Kusi. The Gemara asks, what is similar to robbery? And Rav Papa says it means stealing something, pachlis meshava pruta, less than a pruta's value. So the Kusi stole a keychain doll with a long nose worth less than a pruta and was sentenced to be executed by a single judge and witness with long noses, which reminds us, Rav Yaakov Bar Alcha found written in the book of Agada of Rav's Yeshiva, Ben Noach Nehrag B'Dayin Echad. A Ben Noach is executed by one judge, Be'ed Echad, and based on one witness's testimony, Shloba Hasra, and even for a transgression without prior warning. The judge and witness must be men, but can be his relatives. So the Kusi stole a keychain doll with a long nose worth less than a pruta and was sentenced to be executed by a single judge and witness with long noses, warned his friend the Kusi to stay away from the Jewish Na'am Arasa if he doesn't want to get skeel, which reminds us, a Ben Noach who has relations with the Jewish Na'am Arasa is killed with skeela. Daf Nun Ches. So the Simmer Daf Nun Ches is Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper. So here goes. The Ben Noach, who took leave of his father and mother and all his forbidden arayos to go and visit a zoo, saw Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper. Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper? That must be more on Daf Nun Ches. The Ben Noach, who took leave of his father and mother and all his forbidden arayos, which reminds us, in a Braisa Tanaim debate, which arayos were forbidden to a Ben Noach, based on the pasuk, Al ken yazov ish as avi ves imo, therefore man shall leave his father and mother. So the Ben Noach, who took leave of his father and mother and all his forbidden arayos, to go and visit a zoo, saw Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper, escort a rasha out of the park for raising his hand against another guest. Which reminds us, Reish Lakish says, a magbi yado al chavero, one who raises his hand over his fellow, afo pishol yikau, even if he did not actually hit him, nikra rasha, is called wicked, because although Moshe said, lama sakera echa, why will you strike your fellow, not why did you strike, the pasuk still calls him a rasha. So the Ben Noach took leave of his father and mother and all his forbidden arrayos to go and visit a zoo. Son Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper, scored a rush out of the park for raising his hand against another guest and decided to go to the non-Jewish zoo next door where the employees work 7 days a week to avoid Misa, which reminds us, Reish Lakish said, Ovid kochavim sheshavas chai Misa, an idolater who rested from work for an entire day, is liable to death because the pasuk says, V'yom v'laylo yishbosu, day and night they shall not cease, which he darshans to refer to work of a ben Noach, and hazar shalehen zohi misasan, a warning for b'nei Noach is enough to incur their death for violations. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which daf do we have the mission that lists the 18 niskalim, those who are stoned? That's on daf Nun Gemel. Good. Number two, which daf do we discuss the hazaros for a shochev and nishkav? That's on daf Nun Dalet. Good. Number three, which daf do we learn that Adam Rishon was not permitted to eat meat and that the nachush was meant to serve him? That's on daf Nun Tes. Good. Number four, which daf do we discuss which arayos are forbidden to a ben Noach? That's on daf Nun Ches. Good. Number five, which of the ben Noach who has relations with the Jewish Namarasa is killed with skila? That's on daf Nun Zayin. Good. Number six, which daf do Melchokas whether a Nachri who is Osik B'Torah is Chai Misa or like a Kohen Gadol? That's on daf Nun Task. Number seven, which daf do we have a case of kalon without tekala, such as Yisrael that came on a behema of a shogeg? That's on daf Nun Hey. Good. Number eight, which daf do we have the one who raises his hand to strike someone is called a rasha? That's on daf Nun Ches. Good. Number nine, which daf do we have any mitzvah which was told to Bnei Noach and repeated at Har Sinai was told to both groups to observe? That's on daf Nun Tes. Good. Number 10, which daf do you have the discussion about the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach? That's on daf Nun Vav. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.